Good morning. Thank you very much for coming today. Since there's a limitation in time, I would like to go ahead and start my presentation. I would like to start out with explanation of the performance for the first half. On this slide, you see the overview of the financial results for the second quarter. The figures are as you see here. There were several external environmental changes which occurred during the second quarter. In the first quarter, Europe was recording steady growth. However, in the second quarter, we have seen deceleration in the U.K. as well as Germany. In addition to that, we saw a drastic decline in the number of shipments in mobile phones in the domestic market. On the other hand, we have seen an increase in the raw material prices, infrastructure-related costs like electricity and gas, as well as transportation costs. Under that situation, Yamaha has posted second quarter results, as you see on this slide. The performance which you see here is below the forecast figures we have announced on August 1st, as well as year-on-year figures. It was reduction both in sales and income. In regards to the year-on-year figures, there was an impact of 7.4 billion yen from business handover, and 4.2 billion yen impact came from exchange rates. Excluding those two factors, actual sales fell by 4.8%, or 6.7 billion yen. Operating income was 3.7 billion yen, below previous projections. On the left-hand side, you see the actual performance of the 6 months in this first half. It was 250.5 billion yen in net sales. If you look at the change from the same period of the previous year, it was also a decline in both sales and income. In terms of sales, there was a 14.3 billion yen impact from the business handover and 9.1 billion yen from exchange rates. If we discount those two impacts, actual sales decreased by 2.6% year-on-year. Operating income was 13.3 billion yen, which was 37.4% short year-on-year. Decline in the operating income has resulted from lower sales, rising material cost, exchange losses, and investment losses on retirement benefit obligations. As an outcome of all of this, we have seen a very severe situation for the first half of this year. This page shows performance by business segment. It shows both net sales and operating income. The middle bar is actual performance. The left bar shows last year's performance in the same period. The right bar shows the previous projections. As you can see, for net sales, all of the segments have seen a decline. What is written in parentheses in the red represents changes from the previous period or from previous projections. Impact of exchange rates is as you see on the bottom right-hand box. I will be individually touching upon that later on in this presentation. As for the operating income, it had also seen a decline year-on-year, excluding the other segment. As for electronic devices, or semiconductors to be precise, and lifestyle-related products have recorded operating losses. I'll move on to explain about the business environment in the remaining 6 months, as well as full-year performance forecast. Starting out with how we see the environment, we believe that macroeconomic environment will further deteriorate. In countries including Japan, North America, and Europe, we'll see a slowdown in personal consumption. On the other hand, we also expect decline in orders from corporate businesses such as automotive, mobile phone, amusement businesses we are in. As for the foreign exchange rate, we believe that yen will further appreciate. We also expect the infrastructure costs such as crude oil, energy, and transportation costs remain high for the second half of this year. With that in mind, in forecasting full-year performance, we expect decline in sales and income compared to the last year's figures, as well as previous projections made on August 1st. The factors contributing to that are, first of all, decline in sales. We are to have an adjustment to the inventory, and there will be gaps caused by reduced production. As for net income, because of the tax effect accounting, tax burden will increase. there will be a substantial decline in net income from the previous projection to 1.5 billion yen. Under these circumstances, we will be taking initiatives to improve performance. We will further pursue cost-cutting measures. We will review capital expenditure and R&D expenses. At the same time, we will thoroughly control the inventory through reduced production and inventory sell-off. As you can see on this slide, we expect the full-year net sales to be 488 billion yen, down 11.1% from the previous year. Operating income is projected at 14.5 billion yen, down 55.9% from the previous year. We have again revised the projections downward. For the second half of this year, our assumption for exchange rates is 95 yen to the dollar and 120 yen to the euro. However, as it says at the bottom of this slide, Yamaha has already entered into a foreign exchange forward contract at 159 yen to the euro for approximately 76% of the projected euro sales, so only the remaining 24% is subjected at 120 yen rate. As I have mentioned when I explained about the income, the financial results for the second half uses 150 yen to the euro as a basis. However, the assumption for the sales is 95 yen to the dollar and 120 yen to the euro. This slide shows the full-year forecast for performance by business segment. The net sales for the full year are projected at 488 billion yen, and there is an impact of 35.9 billion yen from the exchange rates year on year. If we discount that, it would be a 4.8% decline in sales. On the other hand, as you can see on this slide, we are expecting reduced sales in all of the segments. Operating income is projected to be 14.5 billion yen, and there is an impact from the exchange rates by 6.7 billion yen. However, even if we discount that, it will still be 44% decline, which is a huge drop. We can summarize this full-year forecast in operating income that we expect a very difficult situation in all of the segments except the musical instruments segment. Let me now explain segment by segment. First is musical instruments. The first half has seen a decline in sales and income, both due year-on-year and previous projections figures. However, if we discount the impact of exchange rates, actual sales were up 1.6% year-on-year, or 2.7 billion yen. This includes 1.5 billion yen of sales by newly consolidated subsidiary, so we can say that the sales were actually flat to a slight increase. In the North American market, we have faced a severe situation with actual sales falling year on year. However, emerging markets such as China had seen rise in actual sales. Sales of guitars, electronic drums, and PAs were up compared to both previous projections and year-on-year figures. However, piano sales continued to struggle, both domestically and in North America. As for operating income, it declined year-on-year due to unfavorable exchange rates, raw material price hike, and investment losses on retirement benefit obligations. Inventories at the end of the first half were higher than the same period last year and previous projections on the actual basis, discounting the impact of exchange rates. You see the full-year forecast for the musical instruments segment on the right. We expect full-year sales and operating income to go below previous projections. Actual sales are projected to increase 2.0%, including the 4.7 billion yen from the newly consolidated subsidiary to 6.7 billion yen. Just like we have seen in the first half, we project there would be a slight increase in sales. For operating income, in addition to what I have already mentioned, there will be other factors like amortization of goodwill, and we expect a decline year on year. Under these circumstances, we are now working to launch new products to coincide with year-end sales rush in the US and Europe to recover our sales. In addition to that, we will continuously try to expand sales in China and other emerging markets. We will simultaneously work to reduce costs and cut expenses to improve our profitability, and these are our main themes for the second half. This shows sales by region in musical instruments segment. On the upper part, you see the first half graph. On the bottom, you see the full year projections. On the left, you see actual previous year figures. And on the right, you see the projections for this fiscal year. These graphs are categorized according to the regions. Written in red in the parentheses is the actual year-on-year change, discounting the impact of exchange rates. As you can see here, though Japan, North America, as well as Europe had faced difficult situation in the first half, China and other emerging markets have been able to grow to a certain extent. I would like you to take a look at the full year projections, especially the forecast for the second half. Japan will face a severe situation, down 2% from the previous year. North America will see a decline of 2%. It says here that Europe will grow 8%. This includes Nexo, which is a newly consolidated subsidiary. If we exclude that, it would be half that amount. However, though this may seem a bit bullish, we are factoring in some new products to be launched. For example, there will be a launch of the most high-end portable keyboard, the first new product of this kind in 3 years. We have just started the launch in September to October period. In addition, we have an entry model piano, which is made in Indonesia. This is what we project for Europe. As for China, we expect it to grow 20%. For the second half, we believe it will grow 23%, centering on piano, and we will further expand sales. As for the emerging markets, we have made a projection of plus 5%, relatively conservative figure. However, for the full year, we expect this region to grow in double digits. This slide explains our initiatives in words. The pie chart on the right shows Yamaha's hardware sales, excluding income from software, broken down by regions. This is this year's projection. If you add other regions and China, it will amount to 55.4 billion yen. This means we can say that Japan, North America, Europe, and emerging markets roughly have one-fourth the sales, respectively. I may be repeating myself, but I would like to explain a little bit about this slide. In Japan, we will continue to see sluggish sales in pianos and electrones. However, with the launch of new digital piano models, we would like to recover our sales for the full year. However, even so, it would be difficult to match the previous year's results. In North America, because of the slump in housing industry and financial uncertainty, we expect the below last year figures in large ticketed items such as piano. However, in wind instruments, especially in guitars where we have lower share, the sales would remain robust. Sales of PA equipment are expected to be in line with the previous year, driven by digital mixer products. In Europe for the first half, we have seen rise in sales in emerging markets, including Eastern Europe. However, Western Europe overall, such as Germany, UK, and Spain, has begun to struggle. Consequently, the region as a whole fell short of last year's figures. In this region, in the Western market, wind instruments and synthesizers are seeing sluggish sales. In China, as I have mentioned before, half of the sales come from pianos. The development of the dealer networks has progressed, and it has seen 30% rise in sales year on year. On the other hand, portable keyboards, wind instruments, as well as professional audio equipment are slowing down. However, we still project the overall sales growth to be 20%. For other emerging markets, there are of course concerns for the overall downturn of the global economy, as well as trends in exchange rates for local currencies. However, we expect continuous growth in Asia, Latin America, and the Middle East. Local operations have begun in Russia, and there will be sales posted. Local sales affiliate will start its operations this fall in India. We have made one slide for musical instrument sales in emerging markets. We have again divided the regions to Eastern Europe, Russia, China, Middle East, and Latin America. Again, figures in red in the parentheses indicate actual year-on-year change, discounting the impact of exchange rates. You can see that the growth was 13% in Eastern Europe, 11% for Russia, 20% for China, 10% for the Middle East, and 16% for Latin America, meaning all of the emerging markets are expected to have double-digit growth. The pie charts on this page indicate the breakdown of sales by products. Uniqueness about China is that 51% of the sales come from piano, as indicated in the graph. For other emerging markets, the business growth driver is digital musical instruments, such as portable keyboards and digital pianos. Here, you see sales by product category. Again, since the foreign exchange rate was drastically changed, it would be beneficial to see the figures in the red in the parentheses, which has discounted the impact of exchange rates, in order to see the actual situation over a business. The projection is as shown on the slide. For professional audio equipment, guitars, and digital pianos, we expect a positive growth. It has been performing well, and we believe this trend will continue in the second half. However, pianos and lectones will suffer in Japan, as will piano sales in North America. In addition, wind instruments in Europe and United States are becoming more sluggish. I have already mentioned what is written on this slide, so I'll skip this page. This slide shows the performance for AV IT segment. Sales and income were lower than the last year's first half figures and previous projections. Discounting the impact of exchange rates, actual sales declined by 5% year-on-year. Operating income was lower year-on-year due to exchange losses incurred by weaker euro, as well as reduced sales. The inventory level as of the end of September was broadly in line with the same period of the previous year. Now, the full year overview. We have revised the full year sales projections downward. Because of the reduced productivity due to production cutback, we also expect operating losses. The initiatives we will be taking for the year end are listed on this slide. It shows product elements: strengthening front surround systems, AV receivers, launch desktop audio products such as iPod dock speakers, and reinforced two-channel hi-fi audio products. For conferencing systems, we would like to continue to develop sales channels as well as to increase awareness of our system. However, we are facing a very difficult market. Let's look at electronic devices segment. Since we have sold our electronic metals business in the last fiscal year, as you can see on this slide, this segment now consists only of semiconductors. Looking at the semiconductor business, sales and income were drastically down from last year's first half figures as well as previous projections. As I have mentioned at the beginning of this presentation, the mobile phone market itself is seeing a huge decrease in sales. Shrinkage of LSI sound chips for mobile phones progressed, and that led to a plummet in the sales. LSI used for amusement purposes are also struggling in the lackluster market. We expect a huge drop in sales as well. The full year forecast. We have made a sharp downward revision for full-year sales and operating income. The main reasons for the decline in sales are as I have explained so far. We are expecting operating losses. In the remaining 6 months for this fiscal year, we will be working on initiatives like expansion of digital amplifier LSI sales, as well as to put mass production of silicon microphones on track. This slide is on lifestyle-related product segment. Sales and income in the first half were lower than the last year's first half figures as well as previous projections. New housing starts rose year-on-year from August onward, but it is just because the performance for the same period last year was especially bad. Our performance continues to be hovering around the low level. Second quarter system kitchen sales were about the same as the same period of last year. System bathroom sales continue to decline year-on-year. Remodeling business accounted for 23% of first half sales, which is in line with the performance in the same period last year. On the other hand, the operating income was down due to lower unit prices and gross profit margins were reduced. We are posting operating losses. Taking a look at the full year, in October and November, we can expect last-minute demand for new housing starts towards the end of the year. We can be bullish about October and November sales. However, if we look from the full year perspective, we will still revise the sales downward from the previous projections to 44.5 billion yen. Our policies have not changed. We will reinforce remodeling business through enhancement of showrooms. We will further promote artificial marble products. We will expand our sales of system kitchens. We will improve our manufacturing capabilities and reduce costs. With all of that factored in, we expect plus zero in operating income. This shows the performance of others segment. In conjunction with last year's handover of some facilities, recreation business profitability improved significantly year on year. Last fiscal year, we had transferred the operation of unprofitable facility. Sales of automobile interior wood components declined sharply year on year due to decreased production of finished product manufacturers. For magnesium molded parts, there was a delay in achieving improved yields. Golf products continued to perform well in Japan and other Asian markets. The results for this segment were 19.1 billion yen in sales and 400 million yen in operating income. Moving on to talk about full-year projections for other segment, we expect further fall in orders for automobile interior wood components and are revising our forecast downward. For both automobile interior wood components and magnesium molded parts, our goal is to continue to improve the yield, which would lead to cost reduction in production. For our recreation business, we expect food and energy costs would be hovering at high levels. However, we will aim to attract more customers as well as to make cost reduction efforts to improve the profitability. For the full year, in the other segment, we now project 1 billion yen of operating losses. Moving on to talk about the capital expenditure, we are continuing to scrutinize what to invest in with our overall condition in mind. We have re-examined some initiatives for renewing our semiconductor facility. Compared to the previous projections, we have reduced the CapEx by 3 billion yen and will continue the scrutinizing process. Most of our R&D expenses come from the product development expenses. We will continue with our scrutinizing efforts, but it has remained similar to our previous projections as well as on year-on-year levels. This slide shows our inventories. As of the end of September, our total inventories were 4.5 billion yen lower than the same period of the previous year in the stated volume. However, if we discount the impact of handover business as well as exchange rates, it has actually risen by 7.9 billion yen. If we discount the impact of exchange rates, our actual inventories were 4.2 billion yen higher than previous projections. It is true that this time of the year, the inventories tend to be higher in preparation for year-end sales. However, even considering that, it is at a slightly higher level. We will reduce that amount to 73.7 billion yen at the end of this fiscal year and will make the contents healthier. I will touch upon areas where there was a big change on the balance sheet. What has seen a drastic decrease in the end of the first half compared year-on-year was cash and deposits. This was due to payment of corporate taxes, buyback of shares, and payment of dividends. The reason why fixed assets have gone down is because of appraisal losses of marketable securities. Other liabilities have gone down due to decrease in income tax payable, as well as drop in long-term deferred tax liabilities. Decline in the total net assets come from appraisal losses of marketable securities, as well as cancellation of own shares. The factor contributing to the situation in cash as of the fiscal year end is, in addition to the factors we have seen in the first half, is the acquisition of Nexo stocks, which amount to 7.8 billion yen. For other liabilities for the full year, we are expecting reduction in income tax payable. As for the total net assets, again, the factors are cancellation of own shares as well as difference derived from appraisal of marketable securities. Return to shareholders. Our intent is to have continuous and stable dividend paid to our shareholders. We will be making returns to our shareholders with the guideline of consolidated payout ratio at 40%. That is our basic position, and that hasn't changed. For the fiscal year ending March 09, we have planned to pay 50 yen per share on the annual basis, which is the same as the previous year. Dividend for the first half was 27.5 yen, and we expect the year-end dividend